Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with your host, Lady Flava. This honestly may be the last time you will hear the Mosaic Show. I'm looking to potentially change the name of what I call the show. LA has decided for personal reasons to fall back. He still wants to, you know, have his hands in some of the things taking place with Flava News and from time to time come on the air with me. So I may just reserve the Mosaic Show with Flava in LA for when he's wanting to come on and do the show with me, since he came up with that great name for it. So I am open to, you know, some help here in choosing a name for the show that I would do on my own, and maybe have some guest hosts to come on with me. There's some ideas that have been thrown out there. Mina from Soul City Radio suggested Indie Story, and I had come up with Inspired Flava, and then somebody else was saying Indie Flava, and Bomani had sent me a bunch of names and stuff. So I open that up to you guys, too, you know, what your thoughts might be in what I would call a show that kind of incorporates everything that it is that you know, that I do. I don't want my show to be like everybody else's. You know, other people have their open mics. Other people, you know, do this and that, have features on and stuff. And from time to time, yes, I'll have features on. My big thing is I really want to have real conversations about indie artists, the pros and cons, what's done right, what's done wrong. And I want to feature, you know, indie artists on my show. I'm really starting to dig this Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom, because we're getting some amazing comments by emails as to why they people, the listeners, feel that the show should, the track should be flossed or tossed and stuff, and very, very good feedback. So I really enjoy doing that with my son, Michael. And then, you know, as you know, I do, you know, my Slave in the House. My dear friend Bomani had created the track that I play at the beginning of those shows, and he called it Slave in the House. And I thought, well, what better name for a show that I just put together and play, you know, a variety of tracks or just one genre on my Slave in the House. So help me out, my friends, you know, help me come up with a name that I can do. Right now I scheduled my Wednesday show being called Inspired Flava, but that can definitely change. My coffee house was called Flava Coffee House, so that was the name. The show that I used to host at Flava Coffee was called Flava's Night of Creative Expression. That was the name of my open mic there. And then we had Center Stage for the Teenagers and... oh, shoot, I can't remember the ones for the elementary school age. So that's the names that I had at my coffee house. But so anyway, maybe I can get a little bit more creative than that, Dwayne. But so today I'm solo. If anybody wants to call in and help me out, the number is 347-857-1189. And... let me just get into some other tracks. The track that you just heard is by an artist by the name of Darian that's out of New York. I love his whole CD. I love it. And I actually have a hard copy of it, and I sit in my office, and I listen to it all the time. So, yeah, check out Darian. He is managed by Miles Anthony out of New York. Let me... flip through here. I've got so many tracks. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know if I got in over my head when I started requesting tracks. But I'm going to play a piece by one of my favorite spoken word artists. And I love this piece. It's called Beauty Queen by Kari Touré.
I love a thick woman. I love a thick woman. I'm not attracted to skinny women. Never have been. That's why I start laughing when anorexic women approach me asking for a date. I say, hold up, wait. Baby, you need to gain a little weight. Cause I like a woman with some junk in the trunk, a big old badunkadunk. A booty so fat you can see it from the front. And I ain't going front. I want a woman with thickness, a curvaceous beauty queen. The type of woman that causes traffic accidents every time she wears a pair of jeans. And the men all pause soon as she steps on the scene saying, damn, she thick. Huh, here comes thickness, that'll call a paramedic. Her thick ass has been known to cause whiplash, and her curves are genetic. See, she get it from her mama, breaking men's necks when she walks past, causing cars to crash. Beauty queen, you know you're fine. Made me have a wet dream in the daytime. And she said some man called her fat, I said he got nerves. Because baby, your fat isn't fabulous and thick, and real women have curves. She See, I call you a beauty queen, and I rate you higher than a 10. Ask most men, they'll tell you that curves are in. Fitness is the new thin, and sexy doesn't come in a size 6. I love them country thick model chicks, body shaped like a Coke bottle. And when I see thickness, I start licking my lips, cause she got cake and her pants don't stand a chance against them hips. Skinny chicks, get off the runway. There's a plus size diva coming through, strutting down the catwalk of voluptuous beauty queen. Her face should grace the cover of King magazine. And some skinny women have curves too. I like them with a pretty face and thick in the waist. So if you got meat on your bones, poems for you. Just as long as you're curvaceous and thick and not bulimic or skinny like some stick. See, I love a big bone beauty queen. God bless her with a little extra. When dude's gonna try and holler, it's inevitable. Her body is incredible. They need to come up with a new word for her kind of thickness. Maybe call her ridiculous. And fellas, you better get you a thick chick, cause ain't no loving like a big girl's oven. And beauty queens also wear size 10 and above. So I had to make another poem showing all the thick girls some love. And I love how it jiggles when she wiggles. She's a beautiful bodacious beauty queen, LA face with an Oakland booty. Her hips stretching the seam of a jean. And I love them thick beauty queens from Detroit, they can't be slept on. And them fly chicks from the Shy make a brother wanna learn how to get a step on. And them thick chicks from the dirty South talking that sexy country grammar. From Alabama, Florida, Texas, Carolinas, Virginia, and Louisiana. And I can't forget about them sexy joys of peaches repping Atlanta. And them thick chicks from Missouri to show me safe. But wait, New York and Jersey? Lord have mercy, they got this thick shit on lock.
Okay, that was Beauty Queen by Kari Torre out of Oakland, California. I love that piece. I love that. That makes somebody, like, even though I'm like short and thick, that makes somebody like me feel like I'm desirable. So, hello, my sister April Sims.
Hello, how
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the Mosaic Show.
Thank you.
I miss you. I miss you.
I saw the Lady Flavor signal in the air, so I'm here.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I probably need some help today. Yeah, I'm thinking about changing the name of the show. You know, L.A. has decided that, you know, he needs to fall back and, you know, and he still wants to participate in some ways, you know, but I thought, okay, you know, if he wants to do that, that's all good. I respect that, maybe I should just change the name of the show and, you know, maybe just kind of rethink this since I'll be doing it on my own. So you guys, you think I should call it Slave of Coffee House?
I mean, I agree with what Dwayne said in the chat room that it should be Flavor Coffee House. I mean, even though the physical venue is no longer there, it still has a great backstory. And it's a part of you. And I think that would be an awesome name.
It is a part of me. April has witnessed, I have my espresso machine and my grinder sitting on my counter in my kitchen. And the reason I had thought about selling them, you know, because I could really use the money. But then I thought, but what if I was to open a physical building again that I could actually make espresso in? That mm-hmm. equipment is so expensive to buy. So it has been sitting on my counter for months. Not doing anything. I finally cleaned the small grinder, and ground up some coffee beans for myself to use in my little Mr. Coffee. But, so maybe it's a sign that I'm just not really really ready to give up Flavor Coffee House. You know, so that's something to really think about. And I appreciate your thought, the both of you in regards to, you know, Flavor Coffee House and how much that is a part of me. And you know, and that's where Lady Flava was birthed, and my passion for the arts was birthed, you know, right there at Flava Coffee House. So I appreciate that. That's something to really, really think about. So I've been having a lot of conversations, April, with artists behind the scenes and sidebars and stuff, and really, really kind of struggling with this thing about, you know, who and how are people honest with an artist about what it is that they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what are your thoughts in regards to that? How does somebody tell, you know, an artist that something may not be on point, or that, you know, it's not quality, or to where that they can honestly receive it? I do think that, you know, when you create art, it's personal. And so to have somebody criticize it, that's kind of hard. But, you know, I'm trying to screen through some tracks even just for your show, and I'm getting some junk, in my personal opinion.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of why we started the Flossom and Tossom, because I didn't want it to be just based off of my opinion, because it's very clear that I have a preference and taste of what I like, and my taste is not the taste of everybody else. So, you know, what are your thoughts in regards to how to approach and go about, you know, letting somebody know that their work is just not quality?
Well, I've actually run across this problem because, you know, you and I do the same thing as far as screening tracks, and I screen each individual track personally before it is added to the playlist on my radio station. And with that being said, when I receive tracks that I do not feel are suitable for my show, I will write the person back. As you know, every track on my show needs to be scrubbed clean. If a toddler cannot listen to it, I cannot play it. And I will write the person back and let them know that, you know, I don't feel that the content is suitable for my site, or I feel that this track should be mixed down, because I need for everything on my show to be at least at 128 kilobytes per second, because if it's not, then people aren't going to look at, okay, April is very nice and she took the time to put this indie artist on. They're going to listen to the quality of that track, and they're going to think it's me.
Right.
If that makes sense. So I have to look out for the best interests of my radio station, and I can only put quality work up. And if the artist's not going to take the time to put out quality work, you know, that's not my problem. If you cannot invest in an entire CD, you should at least be able to invest in one track. One track can go a long way.
I agree with you, and you know, I appreciate the fact that you do take the time to go back to the artist and let them know that it doesn't work. I guess I look at you as like that professional. I mean, you've done a lot of hard work and, you know, your due diligence to get to where you are, April, and I think that, you know, I kind of see you as the mama, you know, the mama of us and stuff. I feel like I'm kind of like that foot in the door for the indie artists to get their feelers out and stuff, you know, because I'm not on the level of you, and honestly, don't have the desire to do what you like to do. I would rather, you know, screen track and say, April, I really want you to check this out and, you know, consider it for your show.
I bet you differ. I think we're on the same level. I think we're on the same level. We just do different things.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I guess I just, you know, you've taken it to a different degree in how you showcase indie artists. You are really pushing them, you know, to be their top best. And I think that the artists that come your direction, they respect that and stuff, you know. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of like, I think there's different stepping stones, and I think that I'm where, you know, the people can come and get their tracks, you know, potentially heard or whatever, you know. And I really am enjoying this Flossom and Tossom thing that Michael and I are doing, because, you know, we're getting some great responses from the emails that we're getting on the tracks that we play on that particular show. But it's kind of like, you know, I'm that foot in that door, like, that maybe they can move up to the April Sim show.
Oh, no. I'm actually and that's why I said I believe that we're on the same level, because I'm a foot in as well. You and I both play artists that cannot get on terrestrial radio or AM/FM radio, and we give artists a chance. The only difference between Lady Flavor and April Sims is that April Sims streams content 24/7, and Lady Flavor schedules the times that she is going to play her content.
Okay, if you want to put it that way, okay. You just want some more pot roast, huh?
Oh, yes, I definitely want some more pot roast. Everybody, if you don't know, in February, I was stranded in Seattle, but everything is done for a reason. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but when it comes down to causes of nature or force majeure, if you will, the airlines is not their problem. And I had known Lady Flavor for years, I mean at least 5 to 7 years online, and I let her know about and she opened up her home to me, and her family was incredible. I left there with a feeling of, not that I just got to meet Lady Flavor, but I felt as though I've known her and her family forever. They were just that warm, and Lady Flavor made this pot roast that was like to die for. So there you have it. So yeah. I definitely want some more of that, and I definitely am putting my pennies together to come out there in July.
Oh man, that would be so amazing. April, I had this talk with this African-American glassblower last night for 3 hours. I'm like, I don't know any glassblowers, right?
Right.
You know, but let alone, you know, this young man, he's about 29 years old, and his passion is blowing glass and creating, like, urban art out of glass. And so I'm like, how can I incorporate him and displaying his glass pieces at my 50th birthday? So I'm really thinking this through. I'm almost thinking about having a part before the actual showcase that's kind of like an art gallery, bazaar type something, where artists can have tables set up and display their art and sell their art, and maybe have some spoken word going on during that time and some jazz being played, you know, or some mild hip-hop or something going on at that time, to then, boom, finishing out the evening with the showcase. I don't know. I want to incorporate so much into this day and this evening that, I'm gonna figure out how to have some urban, you know, glass art displayed at my showcase.
I don't know about your venue, but either you can have him set up a small table inside the room itself, or set up a small table right outside the room to display
Unfortunately, they don't have a separate area. It's all one big space that has a bar area, a big screen, and a humongous stage. So I don't know. I think that I'm going to go do a walkthrough again and talk to the owners and let them know what it is that I'm now kind of thinking about that particular event and how I might be able to pull it off. I don't think that the venue itself would have an issue.
Right.
I think it's just, you know, me really, really thinking this through how I want it. So it's not all about hip-hop for me. I am affiliated and connected and work very closely with some hip-hop artists here in Seattle. You know, but it's not all about hip-hop. It's not all about music. It's not all about, spoken word or poetry. You know, I'm involved with filmmakers and visual artists and, you know, authors, you know, and all of that. And for some reason, I really believe I can incorporate that all into one day.
I agree, and that's why I say that we are on the same level, for the simple fact I stole this from you, I'm a cheerleader for indie artists. And an indie artist, to me, you have to actually break down the two words, independent and artist. You can be an independent ice sculptor or independent cake maker, independent singer, spoken word artist, so on and so forth. I you know, am behind all of them with my pom-poms. I'm not just behind the music industry. Even though on my radio station, I stream independent artists 24/7, musicians, singers, and spoken word artists, because I cannot stream a cake maker or a glass blower.
Right.
However, when I have my live shows, I do interview people that are not, you know, singers, spoken word artists, and musicians to give everybody a chance. And also on my website page for radio station, that's where I really give everybody a chance to excel, as well as me educating people. And the same thing that you do. Every time somebody has an event, I put it out there. And I don't charge them.
Right. Well, I'm starting to charge them.
Okay.
And the nice thing is that, you know, that there are people who are willing to pay. You know, I'm not asking for much. I said that I've got a spring special. If you, you know, want to advertise, you know, with Slava News, then, you know, $10 for two slots. And that could give you a slot on the newsletter. It could give you a slot on the event calendar page, or, you know, on my Slavaful Classified. So I've actually gotten some people that actually are paying me to put some advertisements out there. So I appreciate that, because, you know, as you know, just like you have done, you know, I've been doing a lot of this for free for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my listenership and my readership has really grown in the years that I've been supporting indie artists that, you know, what I do, you know, as you and I talked when you were here in Seattle, that, you know, it costs money to, you know, run the internet, the electricity, the, you know, the cell phones, the printer paper and the ink and all of that, the things, the tools that we need to do what it is that we do. And so, I've been able to take it in a direction. It's not like jumped off full-fledged, but, you know, take it in a direction where people are starting to kind of value the
right.
fact that I have a network that's outside of theirs, that I can introduce them their art to, you know, outside of their very own. So,
right.
so yeah, I do right. charge.
Awesome.
Okay, you want free advertisement, go to April Sims.
Well, I do take love donations. I do have a button on all of my sites where people can make donations, and people have been very, very generous with their donations. Currently, for the radio station, I have an angel investor, so that's why I'm not soliciting advertisement. If I didn't have an angel investor, I would have no choice but to solicit advertisement. So basically
right.
what I'm doing is passing the value on to everyone else.
Right. That's wonderful. And you're a blessing. I mean, you and I and Soul City Radio and, you know, Verbal Skills and everybody, you know, it's about creating these unique and creative ways to help, you know, shine the light on some very deserving artists, because, you know, April and I are very big on the indie artists. You know, the mainstream are already out there, but there's so many indie artists and underground artists that deserve that push up and that support to have the light shine on them. So, you know, I appreciate you and everything that you do and accomplishments that you made. And so why don't you, you know, share with us, you know, your new announcement that, you know, was kind of like your birthday present.
Well, everybody, amongst all the other hats that I wear, I'm now wearing the hat of writer for the Examiner, examiner.com. I am the Montgomery County Community Examiner. If you guys aren't familiar with the Examiner, basically the Examiner is an online newspaper, if you will, and they have writers from every part of the globe, and they break it down into certain departments. So, like with mine, like I said, I'm the Montgomery County Examiner, so everything that happens in Montgomery County, Maryland, I'm free to talk about. But one thing that I've learned through their tutorials is that you can localize anything, and you guys might want to think about this when you're doing your blogs and newsletters, so on and so forth. For instance, I covered a show on Friday in Washington, D.C., where I took pictures of Silver Long Sharp. She was the former lead singer of Chic, the legendary disco group back in the 90s. Anyway, it took place in Washington, D.C., which was outside of my realm of Montgomery County. However, there was a Montgomery County resident at the show, and I quoted her. So I wrote up my article, and I put in Michelle Montano, resident of Silver Spring, Maryland, said, boom, that made it localized. And you can also localize your content if there is a famous person. And it really doesn't have to be famous, but if there's a famous person from Montgomery County, like, for instance, Goldie Hawn graduated from a high school in Montgomery County. So anything that Goldie Hawn can do, that she does, I can write about it. So basically that's what is. And Flavor, it pays. So if you're if you're looking for extra money, I definitely encourage you to write on behalf of Seattle, because in my opinion, no one is going to write about independent artists in the Seattle area like Lady Flavor is going to write about them. Now, it's not a whole lot of money that they pay, but they do pay you. You get $50 for every referral that signs up and gets approved, and then you get paid based on how often you write, how many people come to your site, how long they stay on your site, and how many people subscribe.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well, I know that that's something I definitely will take into consideration. And, you know, I have my little notebook here, so I'm taking notes, April.
No more than 400.
I don't know how.
It's no more.
I don't know how April does it. She don't sleep. You know, I try to sleep. April don't sleep.
I just,
you know, so
if I think about it, it's not going to happen. I just do it.
I think that she's just, yeah, you know, I thought I was passionate about what I do. I think April, you know, got to step up on me, because she really doesn't sleep. So sometimes I think about April, like, how do I do this all, you know? And I guess, you know, the reality is as I'm really trying to think this through, like, can I really eliminate something or whatever? And I love everything that I'm doing. You know, I love everything that I'm doing. So, like, when I did my newsletter this month, I still have to do my article on Cool Out 19, because that was such an absolutely amazing experience for me to be at that hip-hop showcase. It was one of the biggest hip-hop showcases in Seattle every year. And I got to be a part of it, and I was a VIP, and I just, Giorgio Brown from Cool Out Network and R.C. Croons from Sideways Production and all the Cool Out Network people and the artists, they made me feel like I was so special. That felt like a birthday party for me. But, you know, to be able, I've never been to a hip-hop showcase. That's actually kind of like my first time stepping out, so I wasn't a ghost person. And to witness, you know, a variety of hip-hop artists, 19 groups that performed that particular night, along with B-boys spinning, along with Chicago Steppers dancing, it was an amazing experience. So I decided when I put them into the newsletter that I really needed to write something, because, you know, I actually was there and witnessed that. So but when I put my newsletter together, I was so passionate about it, girl. I was in there till like 4 in the morning, like posting and pasting. And I might have to take the blog talk shows off, because I think it might be too distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the blog talks on there just because I wanted people, if they wanted to listen to the different artist interviews, you know, that they had that just right there in the newsletter. But it's distracting because they pop on. And when you come onto the newsletter. So that's something I may tweet. But, man, I'm connected with the artists all over the globe. You know, a clothing designer in Paris. You know, a jazz blues player in Quebec, Canada. You know, it's like all these people. I think that people don't realize how far we reach, April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's beyond, you know, Washington, D.C. and Seattle, Washington, you know?
I definitely agree. On my station, I have just as many Germans and listeners from the UK as I have from the United States. So I find that awesome. And it's awesome that my counterparts in Germany stay up to listen to the April Sims live show that's on WAGT Radio, because I think they're 4 or 5 hours ahead of us. So that means a lot to me.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, we've got another caller to bring in, the caller from the 843. You're on the air with Lady Flava and April Sims.
Good afternoon, ladies. This is Verbal Skills from South Carolina. How are both of y'all doing?
I'm doing fantabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And once again, it's great to hear you, Miss April. I totally respect your grind, your marketing, your Blog Talk Radio, your, I can't say the call letters of your station yet. But
WGTI, we are greater than I.
Yeah, WGTI. Oh, there you go. But I just want to comment and let you know that, you know, there are people out here that really do appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it, because one thing about it, you always exemplify class, style, and you do it in such a way that is unique to you, and it's very respectful, and I just wanted to let you know that during your Blog Talk shows, you know, I have to catch some of them in the archives, and you're always informative. You always have good information to share with your listeners, and the music and, you know, your overall presentation is good. So I just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. And see, Flavor, it's inspirational words like this that keep me awake. I don't need Notos or 4-Hour or Red Bull. I don't need any of that. I just need people to, you know, say that they appreciate what it is that I'm doing, and I keep doing it.
And another thing,
I can't believe
that you even have time to get out and about the D.C. area and go take pictures and, you know, do your professional thing. It's amazing all that you're doing, and what you're doing also inspires me. Because I do learn a lot from, you know, some of the marketing techniques that you have. And, you know, it inspires me to know that you are on your grind the way you are. It also, you know, inspired me because I said, well, if April can do it, I can do it, you know.
Ain't that the truth? If I could do it. My thing is, guys, and you're probably not going to believe this, but I am the biggest procrastinator in the world. And if I don't just do it, if I have to ponder and think about it, it's not going to get done. So
wow.
I just do it. If I, like I said, if I sit around and I go, well, I mean, I have to actually, you know, get up, get in the shower, get in my car, and roll. If I think about it, you know, I'm going to be lazy around the house, surf the internet, so on and so forth. So when you said if April can do it, you can do it, that is definitely true.
And I also want to let you know, Miss April, I do know some people who need a photographer, and I'm going to refer them to you. So if you see a strange person, you know, asking you about your services and that, you know, in that regard, let them, you know, just know that I sent a couple of people your way.
Oh, that's not a problem. I mean, I get people who have not heard about me all the time. And guys, you know, I'm the queen of shameless promotion on my show. I hate to be queen of shameless promotion on Flavor's show, but my website is aprilsimsphotography.com. So you're not lost as to where to find that information. Go look and see if my type of photography is for you, because there are billions of photographers in the world, and every photographer is not for everybody. Like, every shoe is not for everybody. Every type of cuisine is not for everybody.
That is so true. And Lady Flavor, you know, I'm one of your most frequent visitors around, and I really do love the way you do what you do and how you try to let people, mainly the independent artists, you know, have a venue, have a voice. And, you know, I always tell you, you know, to hang in there because it's working. What you are doing is working. Your name is getting out there. People know who you are. And they respect you for what you do as well. And like I've always tell you, don't mean to be redundant. You know, I believe in you.
I appreciate that. And you know, people like yourself, Verbal, and, you know, Dwayne at Soul City Radio and April Sims and all of that, you know, that means a lot to me, you know, to have the relationships that I have with you and to be able to bounce, you know, ideas and concerns, you know, off of you guys as far as what I do in Seattle and what I do with Flava News, you know, because, you know, I think that, you know, you're all aware of this as with what April does and what the two of you gentlemen do. It's my passion. You know, I live it and I breathe it. You know, my kids know it. April will tell you, I'm not sure, did I have my tip jar on the dining room table? I have a tip jar on my dining room table at my house that came from Flava Coffee House.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I put a tag on it that says Flava News. And you, do you know, like, my son the other day threw $5 in there. You know, when I meet with the artists and stuff like that, they dig in their pocket and throw some change or some dollars in there and stuff. You know, just even from my tip jar at home, total, you know, I've deposited $50 into the Indie Artist Grant Foundation Fund bank account. And then I've got probably another $20 sitting in there right now.
I'm just so serious, you know. But there might be new listeners that are listening right now. Can you tell everybody about the Indie Artist Fund?
Verbal wants to talk about it, but I'll let Verbal, because he's a big supporter of what I'm doing. But just briefly to let you know, I decided to start an Indie Artist Grant Fund because one of the things that I've come to know over the years and being involved with them is that some of the things that hold them back from, you know, completing a project is the lack of finances. And so I decided that, you know, why not try to reach out to the community and to the people that I am connected with and see if we can start building a financial foundation to help some of these artists complete a project. It could be as simple as getting a graphic design for a CD cover or a book cover. It could be, you know, getting CDs pressed. It could be, you know, paying a plane ticket, you know, for somebody to go to a showcase or whatever it could be, and that holds them back from maybe really moving forward in what they're doing. And so a couple of months back, I was asking, you know, people that are part of Flava News and that I'm connected with to think about giving $1 per month. And with all the people that I'm connected with, man, if everybody gave $1 per month towards this foundation, it could really, really help, you know, a number of artists or really push, you know, somebody forward in what they're doing. And it could be you, you know, that artist could be very well, you know, and you know, to me, a dollar is not much to come up off of. And so right now, I've got $281.60 sitting in that account.
Yeah.
And my birthday showcase is going to be July 10th. And at that showcase, all the proceeds from the tickets and everything raised at that event is going towards the Indie Artist Grant Foundation, to where I hope to be able to start giving out grants in September of this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and it is such a good thing. It is a great thing. Can I talk about it now, Lady Flava?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Because, you know, every time I come onto your show, I always try to say something about it, because in my eyesight, this is something that we as independent artists, we have a chance now to really reinvest in ourselves. And she's only asking for a dollar. $8, we spend more than that. Oh, man, we just throw a dollar away. How many times a month, you know, do we throw a dollar away? And we could give it to Lady Flava and Flava News and put it in these scholarships, because you never know. Somebody may have a piece, a track that they may want you to be on, and they can incorporate you into that. I'm just saying, it's a shame. It's a shame how so many good projects and causes get overlooked. And we have, you know, we do have the time and the expenses, and, you know, we don't use it as wisely. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Ladies, I'm going to fall back into the chat room. Thank you so much for allowing me this little moment, you know, of time. And once again, April, keep doing what you're doing. And Lady Flavor, you also.
Thank you so much, Verbal.
Well, Flavor, if you don't mind, I would like to piggyback off of what Verbal said as far as indies investing into other indies. The angel investor that I have is an independent artist, and if he did not invest in me, I would not be able to invest in other indie artists. So I definitely, wholeheartedly agree with Verbal Skills with what he said. You just never know what a few dollars a month, you know, might do. And if you cannot afford the dollar a month, because there are people out there who really, you know, cannot afford it because they're in dire straits. But if you're on the internet, you can tell somebody to tell somebody, because we are all separated in regards to six degrees of separation. We are all separated from everyone in the world by six people. So just tell somebody to tell somebody, and everybody, like Flavor said, and like Verbal Skill said, that indie artist that gets help, it might just be you. And I'm done.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate the support, and I appreciate those who do give, you know, to the foundation. I will be honest, I did make an executive decision, and I did give a $25 donation to a young lady out of Houston, Texas, who, you know, needed some help in getting her cheer uniform together. She's an amazing, creative, you know, young woman. Do I call her a young woman? She's in middle school, and, you know, doing great, you know, with her grades and her accomplishments, you know, as a young person. I'm like, you know what, I got to give her some money, because you just never know who she's going to grow up to be, and to you know, to be a part of, you know, helping something happen, you know, that she needed and wanted so badly. Flavor News did give a $25 donation to her to help her with her situation. So, you know, you just never know, you know, who it is that needs help and who it is that deserves the help. And that's what I want to try to create is, you know, just different ways to show support to these artists. It, you know, I was thinking about this last week, you know, on the anniversary of my mom's passing, and, you know, who I am is a reflection of who they were. You know, they were always helping people. And, you know, I get frustrated, and I know my daddy got frustrated as a minister and, you know, in the different roles that he played. And, you know, but you still keep doing it because it just feels right, you know. And so my ways aren't always perfect. I have a habit of just jumping out there and trying something, and maybe I do a little bit of backpedaling or whatever after the fact. But, you know, just know that my intentions are very good, you know, and I do it sincerely because I believe in it, because I care. And so, you know, like Verbal said, people are starting to pay attention. You know, I'm getting contacted all the time. And, you know, I work part-time with at-risk homeless youth. And so that's another thing that I want to incorporate into this. I really work with my kids on trying to find creative ways for them to express themselves, self-expression and helping expression, because the things that they've gone through in their life, they need to be able to find a way to release it. And so, like, at Christmas time, you know, I gave them a bunch of indie artists product, from books to CDs, and, you know, I bought them all journals with a special pen so that they can write, you know, whether they write in poetry format or whatever. And so I also believe that art is just something that is therapeutic. But another thing that I was talking about with the young man last night, who's the the urban glassblower is that, to me, art should know no color. It is something I believe that can unite people. I think that our communities in this country are still very, very divided and segregated. And I believe that through art, you know, you should be able to reach the masses and not limit yourself to just one group of people that you want your art to be appreciated and respected by. So that's the other thing that I'm trying to do is to embrace all arts and from all people and be able to show that and share that with you guys, you know, out there in the listening audience and the reading audience. So with that said, I think I'm going to play a jazz piece by an artist out of Ventura, California. This is an amazing jazz band and that I met on our stage, and this is their piece called Bamboo Blues, and they're called Chasm. Okay, that was Chasm with their track called Bamboo Blues. And it's five gentlemen that are in this group. They play acoustic guitar to, you know, like bongos, drums, and, you know, wind instruments. And I think that, I think the music that they make is just beautiful. So I was so excited when they sent me some tracks to play on my show. Looks like we got another caller. Let me bring them in. Is this Dwayne from Soul City Radio? Dwayne, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I had my mic muted.
Oh. Good job.
Yeah, it's this headset. I just got it, and, you know, it has this little mute switch. But if you don't pay attention, you'll forget, because it's not, like, in a noticeable spot, so... Anyway, I'm here.
So what do you think about the things that April and I have been talking about in verbal?
Church. It's all the truth. I mean, I can't even add more to it, to be honest, because you guys have pretty much put it all out there. I'll just say that I agree 100%.
So why don't you tell us about, you know, what you are now doing with Soul City Radio?
Well, I am following in April Sims' footsteps and upgrading, I'll say, the show to a 24/7 broadcast. The stream itself is up right now, but we're not launching officially until the webpage has been finished. We're having a new webpage designed, and once that is done, then we will launch it officially. But folks can listen in if they like. I mean, you have to have a media player at this time to do so. And, you know, if you want to, you can hit me up on Facebook and I will give you the links. But it's a lot of links, and you know, I don't want to bombard your chat room with all that. But... Hello?
So how do you feel about going 24/7?
I feel great. I mean, it's evolution. You know, I mean, I believe everyone, you know, should be going this route at some point if you're serious about what you're doing. You know, it might not, you know, whatever way, because, I mean, it just provides a bigger platform for, you know, what it is that you're supporting.
I think at this point, I think that I want to just stay doing it the way that I'm doing it. And we just let you and April go the 24/7 route. I totally respect, you know, what you guys are doing. And I understand that you don't necessarily have to sit there, you know, the whole time or whatever that you're streaming live. I do understand that. I think that my mind is just not settled to where I could, like, pull that off and even want to pull that off. I go in so many different directions in how I'm working with indie artists and stuff that, I think my focus is just, you know, limited to my little four shows I do a week.
See, but you know what, though? Like, it really won't change much in terms of what you're doing host-wise, because right, you can still have the shows at the same time you're having them. It's just that when you're not on the air, there's still content. That's the only difference.
But doesn't that mean that I have to go through the tracks and upload the tracks to put and create something that causes them to play live?
It's actually pretty easy. I mean, you do have to upload, but it's pretty easy. I mean, you know, once you set your playlist and you configure your playlist for when you want them to play and how you want them to play, you just let it go, and it does it on its own. I mean, it really, I have a lot of fun doing it personally, because I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like a kid in a candy shop. Like, you know, I'm constantly, I already, you know, we haven't even been, you know, here long, and already I've probably used just about half of my bandwidth, you know, or my storage space already, just because I just have so much fun doing it. And then it allows me to actually go back and you know, reconnect with artists that I've already, you know, spoken to or had on my show, because I realized when I was doing this that I lost a lot of tracks somehow. I think I might have deleted them back. But you know, it's making me now have to
go back and reconnect with all these folks, and that's always a good thing.
So why don't you put it out there what the requirements are to for consideration for airtime on Soul City Radio?
Well, basically, as April put it, you have to have a quality product. I mean, we do stream at CD quality, so if your music isn't at least at that bandwidth, then it's going to be a huge difference in sound. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, like, you definitely want to have your tracks, you know, mastered and finished completely before you submit them. And because, you know, it's a reflection on yourself as an artist, you know, I could play your tracks. You know, I wouldn't necessarily want to, but I could play them. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it'll probably look worse on the artist than it would on me, because I can always remove it if it gets, you know, too much negative feedback. But the artist is going to suffer if they don't put the work out ahead of time. So, you know, I mean, it's a good move. Like, you know, it just seemed like it was, you know, it was always in my plan to go this route. But, you know, following April just allows me to do it faster than I wanted to, which is always a good thing. I'm never going to complain about progress. I mean, it's a little more work because, you know, you have different software that you have to use, and, you know, you have to make sure everything is configured properly. But once you're done with that, I mean, it's a cakewalk. Like, you know, you pretty much can just kind of let it create its own life. You know, and then when you have shows where you become being on the air yourself, you can do that. And you have more control over what you play because, you know, there's what you play during your actual shows comes right off of your computer. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily worry about not having a track loaded or, you know, as you know with Blog Talk, sometimes, you know, you might load a track and then if you don't use it in a while, you know, it'll get removed. You don't have to worry about any of that. You just mm-hmm. go. You just go.
Well, maybe in a year's time, maybe I might follow in your footsteps or something like that, because I just don't think that I'm there yet that I wanted to do that. Maybe if I got an assistant, maybe if I got, you know, a Mac, you know, computer, or I could use all kinds of excuses. But I guess, you know, I like the fact that you and April are doing what you're doing, going live 24. I just don't think that's something that I want to do at this point. Hey,
well, I mean, it's all good, but you know,
April,
you know,
Sims and Soul City Radio, we are greater than I.
Right. I mean, you know, we're still all in this. Got a little tongue tied. We're still all in this together, regardless. You know, we are greater than I. That is going to be like, I think that's going to be like a universal mantra at some point, because it says a lot. That small statement says a lot. So, you know, I have to applaud April for even, you know, having that brainstorm to come up with that.
Definitely. Well, we got another caller. So the caller from the 202, you're on the air with Dwayne from Soul City Radio and Lady Flava. April Sims has dropped off. So welcome to the show.
No, I came back because I was calling with Sky and everything was garbled, so I hung up and called back in.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I don't even have your area code memorized. So, okay.
Okay. One thing I wanted to say to piggyback off of what Dwayne said and what you said, Flava, it's not meant for all the soldiers in this war that we're in to be radio station owners. Everybody has a different position. And your position might not be having a 24-hour radio station, but your position might be to run that fabulous newsletter that you run. You know, everybody has their part. Somebody, their position is going to be to physically hand out flyers. Somebody else's position is going to be to physically, you know, help us all promote one another. If everybody's doing the same thing, there's really no need in us doing anything. So don't feel bad
exactly.
about not wanting
Thank
to do
you.
A 24-hour station. It's not for everyone, but, you know, like I said, again, to piggyback off of what Dwayne said, us running our own 24-hour station is no harder than doing the Blog Talk station. The only thing is, of course, like everything new, there's a learning curve. But after you get used to it, you know, you're good.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, you know, it's something to definitely think about. You know, and I appreciate you, April, saying that, you know, we all play different positions, you know, because you know, we all are, the goal is the same. We all support, you know, indie artists. And the goal, the ultimate goal is the same, you know. So just like with me, you know, I'd like to be able to get back out there and drive, you know, because if I could, you know, get in my cute little Beetle and get out there, I know I'd be a monster. There's so many people that I want to connect with. There's so many people that I want to do some face-to-face, you know, networking with. There's some sponsors out there that I want to reach out that are starting to pay attention to what I'm doing, you know, through Flava News and stuff. And so, you know, I kind of like the hands-on thing. I'm missing that. And once I went to Cool Out 19, that kind of showed me that. And then I had the opportunity because the dubber's in town. Until Wednesday, I had the opportunity to go out and hear him play and meet him in person. And so that just like, man, you know, I really want to have, you know, that experience and that exposure to be around, you know, some people face-to-face. I also really enjoy my newsletter. I think I want to sharpen up my skills as far as article writing because I think that's something that I could and want to get into, writing critiques of different venues and showcases and artists and stuff, my own thoughts, not just going with the artist bios and information that the artist provides to me. I think I want to be able to really write my own thoughts. And so I think that there just are different ways. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, you remember I was going to do that, but I don't know. Like, I think the inspiration bug just didn't set well with that idea in me, so. You know, the fact that you're still willing to, you're actually willing to do that, you know, is a good thing because we definitely need that. We need someone on the ground level giving their opinion instead of, you know, someone who is like, I don't know, because it seems like, you know, most of the reviews are done by, like, folks that are, like, probably rather famous themselves, so they seem to draw that mm-hmm. audience when they do it. But
right.
I think they might be, I'm not going to say biased, but I think they might not be getting the whole picture when they do it. But
right.
someone like yourself who is here with us down here in the trenches, you know, I believe your word will go a longer way, you know, a further way when you do reviews. So, you know, I'm willing.
Well,
you know, I got your back.
Well, I think, you know, like I tell Verbal and other people all the time, this is just my personal opinion, you know, I guess personal and professional opinion about, you know, certain types of art and certain, you know, products that are being produced. And so, you know, I want people to understand that just because I may feel a certain way doesn't mean that the next person is going to feel the same way, you know. How we experience and how we interpret a piece of art is very different from each other. But, you know, I'm not one of those big wigs, you know, out there being recognized, you know, by the mainstream people, and I don't really want to get to that point. I do want to get to the point where I'm respected by the indie artists and those that love the indie artists because I really believe that word of mouth is a powerful tool. And so, you know, if you buy a product of an indie artist, you know, I would hope that you would share that with others, especially if you love it, you know, if you love it, because that'll help push that artist, you know, that much further if they get another person who loves their product and they purchase it. So the reality is there are a lot of artists out there giving their stuff away for free just to try to get the attention, you know. But, you know, you're so willing to jump out there and put $75 out for a ticket to sit in the rafters at some mainstream artist's concert. You know, why not go to a showcase at the local pub, you know, and pay $5 to get in to see an indie artist, you know, to help push them forward and to also support a small business. I was a small business owner. So, you know, I sat there for 5 years in Flava Coffee House. And, you know, if the people that, you know, believed in my coffee shop and I had the capability of just really, really growing that word of mouth and all of that, I think I probably would still be sitting in my coffee shop today, you know. But it takes that. It takes that. And I hate to see all the attention on the mainstream, you know, and that we're willing to come and pay our rent late and this and that just to support somebody who's not hurting at all.
I have a question. Are you, it seems like, you know, a natural progression for you would be to have your own venue. I mean, is that something you want to do at some point?
You know, when I stepped away from Flava, it was really very, very hard to decide not to sign another 5-year lease. You know, so most of you know I put all of Flava's belongings into storage, and it's been sitting in storage, you know, since July of 2008. I think there is a chance that that's something that would be what I want. I mean, I'll put it out there. I talked to April about it when she was here in Seattle. I mean, if I could have a dream come true of what I want to create, I'd like to get a warehouse that's on a kind of in a main, heavily trafficked area that has kind of an eclectic coffee shop that's in the storefront of it, but that also has a studio, a dance studio, a theater in there, an office, a print shop, and above or in the back, you know, some artist lofts that artists can rent out to live in and do their work. I'd also like a space that has a daycare, you know, that so if the artists, you know, were needing to come and get in the studio and need childcare, that there is somebody there that they can trust and know that their child's taken care of, you know, or if people are coming to a showcase that they can have, you know, childcare. So I kind of, you know, want that would be a dream type of business, but I have to admit that lately I've been sitting here thinking, especially when I saw the Dubber perform where he performed, I really wished it was at Flava Coffee House because, you know, the setup and everything of my coffee house would have just really showcased him a lot, you know, better than the particular location where I went to see him. So I think that I am thinking that at least, if nothing else, maybe I want to find a place to do a showcase, a regular showcase or open mic at, because I do like the hands-on. I think that I miss being around people again. I think it was cool for me to step back, you know, for the last couple years and be this ghost person online and all, but I think that I do want to do something that's more hands-on, whether it's actually a physical building that I have a business, you know, running out of or whatever. So, you know, but of course that takes money and all of that, which I don't have. So, you know, I think that I just keep going strong in the direction that I'm going right now.
That's okay. I know it'll happen. Because, you know, like I said, it's the natural step. So it's going to happen if you want it to happen, you know. Like I've always been told, you know, you just claim it and put it out there in the universe and wait for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I think that I just need to just probably really sit down and think about what it is that I want to do, you know, with Flava News, and you know, want to do for indie artists, because I think that at some point it's going to get bigger than myself, you know, and I don't want it to get out of control, because I don't want to be all over the place. That's one thing that bothers me about indie artists, is how they can come up with 50 million ideas, and it's hard to get them honed into one and completing one project. I don't want to get like that myself, so I want to do whatever it is that I do, and I want to do it well. I want to keep it still with that grassroots feeling. I don't know. I'm such a down-to-earth person. April will tell you about my house. We got mixed-match furniture all in there, you know, and people can kick their feet up and sleep on the couch, you know, whatever, and I just kind of like that feeling of kind of like that, you know, down-home, you know,
It's almost communal.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and if you had ever had the opportunity to see my coffee shop, I mean, it was built that way too, you know, to embrace just family and community, and, you know, I had different furniture in there, and just, you know, nothing really matched or whatever, and that's just kind of how I personally like it. You know, yet I do dream of a day of, you know, having a crisper looking website and all of that, but I'm cool with what I've got because I think it serves a purpose. It gets out the information that I want to get out, and it's easy, you know, to click through and read and this and that. So, you know, but as the time goes by and as people, you know, get involved and support what it is that I'm doing here through Flava News, you know, of course, you know, I can move up and do much more than what I'm doing, you know, but I don't think that people realize the tools that we have at the tips of our finger that are free and how to best use those tools to benefit what it is that they're doing. You know, it's just like the social networks and all of that, you know, people that got booty girls on their, you know, front, you know, pages, on MySpace or something like that, and you're an artist, you got a product to sell, that's not necessarily a good look. So I think that if people really, really thought it through, Brian O'Neill's one of the biggest people that will sit there and get in your face in regards to social networks and how to use them as an indie artist to create your fan base. And he does it very, very well. So I think that, you know, right now with, you know, with my financial circumstances, I think I do a damn good job, you know, in doing and creating and branding myself, you know, with the tools that I have available at this point.
Indeed, indeed. Which you brought up. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that you do a great job as well. And when you were talking about doing your reviews, so on and so forth, I know a couple of weeks ago, and maybe it was last week, time goes by so fast for me, I can't keep up with time, but, you know, I extended the offer to you to do reviews for WAGT Media Group, which WAGT Media Group is not officially launched yet, just like Dwayne was saying about Soul City Radio. It is up, and you can read articles. However, I haven't officially launched it to the public yet, and Lady Flavor, you kept saying my personal opinion. I know people have gotten on you about your personal opinion, but that is what a review is. And when you write reviews for WAGT Media Group, it is your personal opinion, and you can talk in first person. You can say, I feel, I went to the Dubber Show, because you are building up a brand, and that brand is Lady Flavor, and people get to the point where they respect your opinion. And I know that you said that you didn't want to get to celebrity status. However, I would like for you to get to celebrity status. I know that you're not going to act the way that some of these celebrities are acting now. We need an independent artist out there to pave the way to show people the way that it is that they should be acting, because we don't have a positive role model, and I'll step back.
Yeah, I wanted to say, when you brought up the thing about, you know, the free stuff out there, I wanted to, because I know both of you have Ning sites. I don't know if you know, but Ning recently got a new president, and that president decided that they were going 100% paid service. And it even affects everyone who has an insight right now. So, you know, I wanted to put that out there for the folks that, you know, be prepared for that. I mean, if you're not prepared to spend money on Ning, you know, in the coming months or so, then you might want to consider, you know, looking at other alternatives for your social networks, because, yeah, they're going to shut it down.
Right. He even let go over half of his staff.
Yeah.
Wow.
This project. My site is a paid site, my wearegreaterthanI.com site, so I won't be affected. However, I do have a free site, you know, that offers internet marketing tips and tricks for free, and that site will be affected by this. And there are going to be thousands of Ning sites that are going to just disappear.
Exactly.
And that's sad. That's sad. I wasn't aware of that, so that's sad to me. To hear that from the two of you, and I appreciate that information. And, you know, I mean, the reality is, you know, I don't have the finances, you know, to put out there to pay for all these things that I would
right.
love to do, you know, to be this artist, you know, cheerleader for everybody. So then that's when I just have to get more creative, you know, and see how I can best do it with what I can do at this point, you know, and the reality is, you know, April and Dwayne, I feel that all of us deserve to be able to make a living off of what it is that we do to support others. I think that we provide a service that, you know, is deserving, you know, of that. What that looks like and who pays us, that, you know, that's a different thing. That's why I started putting out the advertisements, you know, that, you know, to advertise with me, you know, right now. It's $10, you know, for a month's worth of, you know, placing two slots, you know, with Slava News, and I'm the one who send the blast out. I do the work for you. You just provide me the information. So, you know, if I have to fall back off of Ning, then I just have to fall back off of Ning.
Well, how about this, guys, and this conversation we can take to an offline conversation. Lady Flavor and I briefly talked about this when I was in Seattle, and we talked about forming a coalition, and I know Daryl Williams and I also talked about forming a coalition, and the We Are Greater Than I concept came up from Christopher L. Fields and I sitting down talking. The words actually came out his mouth, but it came from a conversation that the two of us had. But anyway, with that being said, I think that we are greater than I, and together we can offer more. And when I say that, together we can offer to advertisers, you know, like a Ford or a MTV, so on and so forth, we look so much more attractive together. And saying, you know, you can advertise on Lady Flavor News, you can advertise on Soul City Radio, you can advertise on WAGT Radio, WDKK Radio, so on and so forth. And then we all split that money. Because as individual entities, we have to be honest with ourselves. We don't have enough listeners to get their attention. But together we do.
Indeed. I'm with it.
I'm with it, too, and I have to, you know, I believe that things happen for a reason. I really do, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, come out and push my faith base or whatever, but, I mean, just even like today, you know, with April coming on the show today and with you, Dwayne, coming on and Verbal Skills and, you know, and Daryl being in the chat room and all, you know, I appreciate that. I mean, for us as, you know, radio show hosts and for us as, you know, ones that have put ourselves out there to, and I have the passion to support indie artists, I appreciate you coming on and sharing this time with me, because, you know, that means a lot. You know, I, you know, did not anticipate when I started the Mosaic Show with LA that he would fall back, and I understand and I respect the reasons that of why he did it, but I knew that when he made that decision that I couldn't stop it. You know, I'm kind of like Dwayne, except I'm not going
24/7.
I'm really.
I hate to cut you off, and I know Dwayne is with me, and that's why I called in today. I'm not going to let you stop. You have too much to offer the indie community, and we have to stick together. I mean, if you feel a little weak, I got you on the right. Dwayne got you on the left. We're going to hold you up, and I mean, we're all in this together, and I have chills, you know, just saying what it is that I'm saying.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, and I appreciate that all of you, you know, support and believe in what I'm doing, because I do support and believe in what you guys are doing too. And I agree, April, we are greater than I. And I know, you know, we talked about it when you were in Seattle uniting and trying to, you know, form a coalition in trying to take this to a different level. And you know, I believe that we do deserve, you know, sponsorship in what it is that we're doing and this and that. So I'm so on board with that. And I think that when I talk about my personal opinion, I do stress that a lot, because it is my personal opinion from my experience in the years I've been involved with indie artists. And I have struggled recently within the last month with some artists sending me product, wanting my opinion, and then in the end really not wanting my opinion. So I think that's just something I have to just grow a backbone about and not have a reaction to their reaction. I am excited about coming on board with April and writing, you know, some reviews on some of the things and products and people that I am encountering, because I, you know, there's some great experiences and, you know, some other experiences that I think that people can learn from that I could write about and share. And we've only got 3 minutes left in the show, so I want you, April, and you, Dwayne, to, you know, tell people where they can find you, your radio stations, about all the products that you guys have for yourselves, and then I'll close out the show.
Well, I would just like to say really quick, Lady Flava, when people come to you and they ask you for your opinion, one thing that I'm doing with people now is I'm saying to them, do you want a pre-written opinion, the script that you're going to provide me, or do you want my personal opinion? And if you want a pre-fab opinion, then you need to go someplace else and get an opinion. You only come to me if you want the opinion of April Sims, and that's not being nasty. And since I took up that time, wagtradio.com, wagtiradio.com.
All right. And, well, not really not much about myself, you know me. I'm not one to big up myself too much, but, you know, I'm fully invested in Soul City Radio, so, you know, definitely people check us out there, soulcityradio.com, and look for us in the coming weeks to transform into a 24-hour entity, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. I know, Lady Flavor, you're always getting on me about promoting my books and stuff. So I guess I can throw some plugs in that. I have two poetry books out. One is entitled Here I Am, and the other is entitled Morality Clause. They can both be found on lulu.com/ParkHeights215. And check them out, and hopefully I'll get some support there. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, April, and I appreciate you know, you, Dwayne, for coming on the air with me. And I think, you know, Verbal Skills for, you know, coming on the air and being in the chat room as always to supporting me. And I appreciate, you know, WDKK Radio, Daryl, for coming out to the show. You should have called in, my brother, and, you know, voiced some of your opinions. And then I appreciate Poetic Works for coming out in the chat room today also. Stay tuned to what we're doing here with Flava News at www.flavanews.com. I am going to change up my show name, so I'm, you know, getting feelers out. April and Dwayne feel I should just call it Flava Coffee House, like my business. Yeah. Others, you know, have the thought of Indie Story to Indie Flava to Inspired Flava. So if you have a thought what I might call my show, you know, send me a message here on Blog Talk or over on Facebook or to Lady Flava at flavanews.com. Go over to the website and check out my newsletter. It's going to be complete today. I just am missing my review on Cool Out 19 at the very bottom, but otherwise you can go check out what it looks like now. I'll have a new feature, a spotlight up on the website in the middle of the week, and I appreciate all the love and support that I have been receiving in the years that I have been the indie artist cheerleader. So with that said, just thank you, you know, April and Dwayne, you know, for your love and support and, you know, and joining hands with me. And I grab them right back and, you know, let's just move forward with what we're doing. We are greater than I.
We are.
Yes, we are.
All righty. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.